in advance. Luke chapter number 9 on this morning. There's a word here, and I want to preach this word in light of it being the first Sunday of the new year. First Sunday of the new year, I feel like we got a clean slate, brand new start, and we're trying to do some stuff that we've not done before, and trying to stick to some stuff, be consistent. Amen, 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 amen. And y'all the major resolutions and all those kind of things. Amen. We're going to see if we can help you this morning. Amen. Out of Luke chapter number 9, I'm going to commence my reading at verse number 57. And I'm going to conclude at verse number 62. Always good to see Brother Donzo Pratt with us. He's with us on this morning. Good to see him and house of the Lord even on this morning. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 57 through 62. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Ready to read, say bless the word. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer, permit me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at my house. Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Y'all smile at me and say, no excuse. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. No excuse on this morning. No excuse. In light of this being the very first Sunday in the new year, I am sure that many of you have already made what is called your New Year's resolution. I ain't getting nothing there. You have set certain goals for yourselves, certain objectives for yourselves. You've told yourself, like you did last year and the year before that, that this year I'm going to do so and so. And I'm going to do thus and thus. You've made certain declarations in your life. You've made certain proclamations in your life. And some of you have gone as far as to write the stuff down. Amen. Some of you have said, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to trim down. Amen. I'm going to lose this weight this year. Some of you said I'm going to get my money right this year. You said I'm not going to take no for an answer this year. I'm going to achieve, I'm going to accomplish my goals this year. If this sounds like you, y'all come on, help me now. Say it. I'm going to get where I want to be this year. And ain't no turning back this time around. Amen. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But I stopped by here this morning to tell you that in order for you to accomplish what you have set for a goal, an aim, or an objective, you got to stop making excuses. In order for you to get where you want to be, you cannot make excuses as to why you're not getting there. And let me help you a little bit more, just in case you miss what I mean on this morning. Let me tell you what an excuse is. An excuse is an offer or an apology that removes the blame from yourself. To put it simply, that I ain't get it, I'm not there, I didn't do it because of. Then you point the finger. I could have done it. I could be there. I could have achieved if it wasn't for so and so and thus and thus. Brothers and sisters, that ain't nothing but an excuse. Excuses tend to pardon you for not doing what you should have done. Another definition says it is the ground or the reason for excusing or being excused. In other words, it ain't my fault. I'm not to blame. I'm not where I need to be. I didn't do what I was supposed to do, but it ain't my fault. It's somebody else's fault. And brothers and sisters, anytime that you're constantly blaming everybody else, there's a good chance that you need to be blaming yourself. Y'all don't like that, but I'm going to say it again. Amen, somebody. If you go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, when God came down and began to render judgment and began to talk to Adam and Eve about what happened, what went wrong in the Garden of Eden, they both started pointing fingers. Eve said it was the snake. Adam said it was the woman that you gave me. It ain't my fault. Amen, somebody. And anytime there is an excuse, there's a good chance that sin is around the corner somewhere. Y'all come on and help me, church. But if you're going to be what God has called you to be, if 2015 is going to be a different year for you, you cannot make excuses. My message this morning, there is no excuse. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Christ has called us to a high calling in Christ Jesus. God, above everything else in your life, ought to be first. God should always be the priority in your life. It's okay for you to have goals, aims, objectives for your own personal life. It's okay for you to want to get your money right. It's okay for you to buy that big house and get that brand new car. Amen, somebody. But the first thing is God's will in your life. Read my Bible over there in Exodus chapter number 20. God says, thou shalt not have any God before me. And if life is going to go well for all of us, we must make God our priority. I read over there in Matthew 6 and verse number 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God will add to your life everything that you need. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, the stuff that you're trying to get to, God will give it to you if you only put him first in your life. Y'all say amen if you can. I thought I'd get more help than this right here. Amen. If you're trying to get somewhere in life, the best thing that you could do is put God first in your life. Make his will the primary thing in your life. And God will make sure that everything that you stand in need of, you get it. Just got done singing that song. It's harvest time. I'm going to get my blessings. Why? Because it's harvest time. Amen, somebody. And if you're going to get the blessings that God has in store for you, you just got to keep God first. And in our text this morning, Jesus is calling people to put him first. Jesus is calling on every man, woman, boy, and girl to make him the priority of their lives. And Jesus ain't taking no excuses. Not in 2014, not in 2015, and certainly not if we live to see it 2016. When it comes to God, there can be no excuse. And if God gives you a will, he'll make sure that the conditions are right for you to meet his standard. Amen, somebody. God don't ever tell you to do something that is impossible. My Bible tells me that all things are possible with God. Amen, somebody. And if God gives you a vision, God must also give you your provisions. And if y'all will look at this text with me this morning and pay attention, we're going to learn something together this morning. Amen, somebody. There are three kinds of people that make three kinds of excuses. And as we make our stops in this text, maybe, just maybe, you'll find yourself in the text. Amen. And if you don't find yourself in the text, you're doing pretty good. Amen, somebody. But I want us to focus on not making excuses in 2015. Not necessarily for your personal stuff, but for the stuff that pertains to God. And my God is worthy to be praised, Tommy. Tommy, my God is worthy to be praised, and he's worthy to be pleased. Amen, somebody. And let me tell you why we need to be accountable to God in the first place. Because God gives us life. God gives us breath. Amen. You couldn't even be here this morning if it wasn't for the Lord who was on your side. If God didn't put life in your body, come on here. There's some folk that are not even with us anymore. You still here because God has been good to you. And if God has been that good to you, you ought to find a reason and a right to be back good to God. Amen, somebody. We're always asking God to bless us, but there comes a point in time where we need to bless our God. Amen, somebody. And he is worthy of our best. And if God calls you to a higher calling, don't make no excuse. Watch your text. The Bible says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I want to follow you. It doesn't matter where you're going, Lord, whithersoever thou goest. Jesus said unto him, watch this, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't have anywhere to lay his head. Let me show you what you can't see in the text. See, Jesus knows the minds of everybody. Amen. He know what you're thinking before you think it. He know what you're going to say before you're saying it. Amen, somebody. And whenever you come to the Lord has to sift through your mind in order to give you your commandment. Watch the text. Because when this man comes to Jesus Christ talking about, Lord, wherever you go, I'm willing to follow you. See, the Lord knows something about him that he's trying to conceal from the Lord. The Lord knows that this man is not even prepared to follow him, in his own words, whithersoever he goes, because he's worried about his future. Amen, somebody. So it's no wonder that the Lord says the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. Amen, somebody. The reason that he responds to this man in this way, because in his heart of hearts, Christ knows that he won't follow him wherever he goes because he's too concerned about how his needs are going to be met. And if you're going to follow the Lord, if you're going to be all that God called you to be, you got to know that the Lord is going to provide for your every need. Amen, somebody. And a lot of us, Brother Adonzo, are not where we need to be because we've been worried about how God is going to make the way for us. Amen, somebody. We've been worried about how God is going to provide for us. What we going to eat, where we going to sleep, what we going to put on. Amen, somebody. Those are not the concerns of a child of God. If God called you, God will keep you. God will provide for you. Amen, somebody. And God will meet every need that you have. Amen, somebody. And if God calls you to a high calling, don't you know that God is able to meet your need on your way to your calling? Y'all say amen right here. Seek first the kingdom of God and God will add to you everything that you need. And see, a lot of us make the excuse that it won't be there when I get there. I ain't got enough money. I ain't rich enough. I don't have enough status. Amen, somebody. I don't have a decent car. Amen. Y'all heard Nunu get up here on New Year's night with nothing but the Spirit of God. Amen, somebody. When you ask God to fulfill a need for you, you need to learn how to trust him. Amen, somebody. See, God ain't going to throw stuff at you that you don't trust him for. My Bible says in Proverbs 3 and verse number 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Y'all come on here. Lean out into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. Amen, somebody. God is able to provide for your need. He says now, God says, Christ says, foxes have holes. Birds have nests, But the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. Watch this. If in 2015, you're going to be what God has called you to be, you're going to reach the greatest heights of your faith. Amen, somebody. You're going to follow Christ to the end. You must first believe that he will meet you at your need. Amen, somebody. Now, God ain't going to show you everything up front. You just going to have to follow his word. Amen, somebody. Y'all remember Abraham, the father of faith, when the Lord told him to leave his country, leave his family, leave his kindred behind, and God was going to meet him at his need. Amen, somebody. And sometimes you don't know where it is that God is going to lead you, but you got to know that God has a destination for your life. Amen. Your destination has already been determined by God. And if God gives you a destination, God will provide for your need. We walk by what? And not by what? You ain't going to see everything that God is going to do for you. All you got to do is get on your way. God will provide for you as you go along. Y'all remember the lepers over there in Luke chapter number 10? When they came to the Lord for a blessing, they said, "Lord, please heal us of our leprosy." And the Lord told them to go and offer the sacrifice that Moses required. Watch this now. They were not healed while they were talking to Jesus. They were healed when they turned, made an about face, and went toward church. Y'all still ain't in this church. On their way, they realized that they were being healed. Amen, somebody. And a lot of the blessings that God has in store for you are on your way to your blessing. That job that you're looking for, you at least got to get out of that bed. Get out of them covers. Get off of that sofa. Amen, somebody. And on your way, God will open a door for you. But you got to get up and you got to move towards your blessing. Amen, somebody. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. But the Son of Man have nowhere to lay. You got to trust that God will meet you at your need. Don't make the excuse that God will not provide for me. Because in your Bible, turn your Bible over there, Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 19. Let me give you an exercise this morning. Philippians 4 and verse number 19. Watch what Paul says about his God. And I can go down in the Old Testament case after case after case, and I can have you to look at Elijah. God told him to go to Zarephath. And over there in Zarephath, a widow woman was going to provide for everything that he needed. Amen, somebody. But it wasn't until Elijah got up and went to Zarephath that his needs were met. Amen, somebody. I'm trying to tell you, you got to get up and go and trust that God is going to meet you at your need. Philippians 4, verse number 19. Help me, reader. But my God shall supply. Watch this. Watch this. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Shall supply. That's future. That means that even if your need ain't met yet, Brother Clark, God is going to meet your need by and by. Don't make the excuse that I don't have everything that I need. Amen. Child to the plea. If God send you, he's going to provide for your every need. Come on here, church. And my God shall supply. Read. All your needs. Why? According to his riches in what? In glory. Your father is rich. I'm going to stay right here till y'all get it. You ain't got no po' daddy. Your daddy rich. He ain't a sugar daddy. But he's a good daddy. Come on here, church. Your daddy owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And if he were hungry, he don't even have to tell you. Come on here, church. Your daddy has everything at his disposal. That's why he said over there in Matthew chapter number 6, children of God, don't worry about stuff that folk in the world worry about. They don't have to worry about it. Amen, somebody. Why? Because God owns everything. He is a sovereign God. Everything is at his disposal. And he loves you so much. He loves you so much. One more time, one more time, one more time. He loves you so much that he takes great pleasure and joy at meeting you with your needs. It satisfies God to meet you at your need. What kind of God will we serve if he didn't meet us at our need? Amen, somebody. Going to my next point. But listen, you might have to eat ramen noodles until you get to your steak. But I tell you what, if you're hungry, ramen noodles, what y'all call them, ramen or ramen? They taste just like, amen, somebody. You might not get everything that you want, but guarantee you, you'll have everything that you need. Come on here, church. You might not have a Cadillac. You might not have an Escalade. You might not have a Lexus. Amen, somebody. You might just have some transportation. Brother Daniels, what's transportation? Four wheels and a steering wheel. Amen, somebody. Mama called it A to B. As long as it get me from point A to point B, I'm satisfied. And you got to learn how to be thankful for what you already have. No excuses for 2015, because God is going to meet us at our need. Man number two, see if this is you. Watch this. He says, and the Lord said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Okay. Lord, my daddy, he going through something right now. Let me go hang out with my father. And let me just hang out with him until he expires. And after that's over, said and done, once I bring closure to that, then I'll come and follow you. Amen. No excuse right here. Jesus says, watch this, let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me. Watch this. There's some issues that you've been trying to bring closure to all of 2013 and 14, and you ain't got nowhere yet. See, if you don't say amen, it means I'm talking to you. You've been grappling with some stuff. You've been dealing with some knuckleheads. You've been dealing with some trifling family members. Some folk that's contrary in your life. You've been trying to come to some kind of resolution with some folk. And you've been doing that for years. And yet you have no conclusion. Y'all say amen if I'm talking to you. You've been trying to bring some closure to some stuff. And that stuff ain't been solved, not this year, not last year, nor the year before that. Amen, somebody. You've been trying to get somebody to see it your way, and they ain't gonna ever see it your way. You've been trying to get somebody to love you, and they ain't gonna ever love you like you wanna be loved. I know I'm gonna get some help right here. You've been trying to get somebody to treat you right, to treat you with some respect, to treat you with some dignity. If they ain't done it by now, chances are they ain't gonna do it. There's some folk that owe you some money. Jesus. You've been trying to get them that money for the last couple of years. Amen. It's time for you to let it go. Every time you think about it, you get a headache. Every time you think about it, your nerves get up. Amen, somebody. Hair falling out of your head. Let that stuff go. Amen, somebody. Don't you drag the problems of 2013, 2014 over into 2015. This is the year of cutoff. Oh, y'all ain't gonna like this. This is the year of cutoff. Listen, if you ain't going my way, you know what I'm trying to do with my life. Amen, somebody. Ever since I've been hooked up with you. Ever since I've been fooling with you. Amen. Every time I try to take two steps forward, I end up taking five back. I'm cutting you off. Y'all get ready for this. I got to preach now. I'm sorry. Listen, I've been hanging around you for the last couple years. Months on end, you've been promising me, talking about you're going to put a ring on it. I ain't got my ring yet. I'm looking for a new love. Come on here, church. And if somebody got you going in circles and in circles and in circles, amen, somebody, your beauty is fading. You got to hold on to the little bit you got for somebody that really wants you. Amen. And you spending all your beauty on somebody that don't want nothing out of life. 2015 is the year of cutoff. If you can't give me what I want, that's all right. God bless you. God bless your heart. Amen, somebody. I'm moving on now because I know my blessing is laid up somewhere. Amen, somebody. You have detained me for the last 5 years. And I want my freedom now. Amen, somebody. And I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but Ohio players keep coming in my mind. Amen. Y'all got to pray for me here. I want to be free. I ain't let no past relationship hold me up no longer. My hurts, my pains, my wounds, my bruises from the past will not hold me up for the blessing that God got for me in 2015. I refuse to make one more excuse. If God be for you. Y'all ain't saying nothing this morning. Preaching by myself. I thought I have some help this morning. Jesus say, let the dead bury. Every time you put your hands on it, it gets worse. Leave it alone. Cut it off. Amen, somebody. I ain't wrestling with you no more. I ain't mind wrestling with you no more. I ain't going through this passive aggressive stuff. I'm about to lose my religion, the little bit I got. Got me cussing and fussing before I even get to church. Y'all ain't helping me, church. And listen, if you're on a job and that job ain't treating you right, all you get is panic and headaches and heartaches every time you go, it's time for you to look for a new job. I ain't dealing with nothing that's going to make me miserable. I got to preach to y'all. Y'all need this. Y'all need this. Listen, listen. If you can't stay in this house and follow my rules and do it my way, amen, somebody. Get your grip. This 2015, get your stuff, get your grip, and hit the door. Amen, somebody. I will say some other stuff, but I can't say them up here. I ain't dealing with that in 2015. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. That dead stuff that they dealing with is dead anyway. By the time you get it, it ain't worth nothing. If you got something that belong to me, if it mean that much to you, go ahead and keep. I got to preach, got to preach. The reason that folk hold on to your stuff and hold on to you emotionally, I'm preaching now, hold on to you psychologically, it's because they're trying to control your life. And they are being used by the devil to control your life. All they got to do is say a certain thing. There you go. Amen, somebody. And you got to be careful and cautious as to who you allow to have leverage over your life. Amen, somebody. They don't want nothing from you. All they want to do is run surveillance over your life. All they doing is controlling you, who you with, where you go. Amen, somebody. And as soon as they see you doing well, here they come again. And you're going to find out that some folk don't even want to be attached to you unless you got something that they want. You got to stop allowing folk to have emotional attachments over your life. Amen, somebody. If God is your God, if God is your keeper, amen, somebody, you ain't got to give no credence to nobody else. God will meet every need that you have. Not a man, not a woman, not a cat, not a dog. No excuse. If you got something that belonged to me, if you're holding on to me emotionally, cut it off. Now, you're going to have to go through some things. You know, we have to go through withdrawal sometimes. I got to get you out of my system. Yeah, I got to purge you out of my system. And see, folk put stuff in you. They put it in you in order for it to grow. And for it to mature in you, amen, somebody. And once you cut that stuff out, it take you a minute to get it out of your system now. Don't sit there and look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. See, folk that you have an emotional tie to, no matter who it is, sometimes you love them so much. And sometimes you have loved them so much. You've gone through so much with them. Amen, somebody. You wonder If you can pick up, cut it off and move on. The thought of it frightens you to disconnect from something, even if it is dysfunctional. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, the Spirit pushing me up here. I don't know who I'm talking to up here, but I'm talking to somebody. Amen, somebody. And sometimes when folk don't treat you right, don't do you right, don't treat you with no respect, amen, you've been used to that for so long that you have misconstrued that for love. That ain't no love. Bible says love is kind, love is patient, amen. Do not behave itself unseemly. Amen, somebody. Love don't do all that crazy stuff. And it ain't no such thing as crazy love for real. Amen. Y'all been crazy for the last 5 years. Amen. And y'all still crazy the same way y'all been crazy. Amen, somebody. Let the dead bury the dead. Here's what he says. Let somebody else deal with that. You too good to stoop to that level. God got bigger and better things for you. If she wanna have him, and he keep running over there, let her have it. He can't listen. If he can't make up his mind and make you the first choice, let him go. It'd be the best thing you never had. Come on here, church. If she don't love you, she don't respect you, brothers. Amen, somebody. If she ain't wiping material, let her go. And anything that's not moving in your direction, you need to let it go. Let the dead bury the dead. You come, you follow me. And if you put God first, God will put in your life what he want to have in your life. Oh, Jesus. I'm being pushed. Y'all give me a mic. Give me a mic here. I'm being pushed. Listen, the problem that you having is that you keep choosing what you want in your life. You won't let God choose for you. That's why you keep making the same mistakes. Amen. Come on, brother Travis. Give me some. Okay. You keep choosing for yourself what you want for yourself when you don't really know what you really need. That's why you keep getting hung up. I ain't just talking about relationships. Sometimes you want a lot of money. You don't need a lot of money. You need to be thankful for what the Lord has already blessed you with. That's all you need. Amen. You don't need no new relationship. You need to learn how to keep the ones that you got. Amen. Or even cut them off if that's necessary. It's time for us to allow God to choose for us what we need in our life, because we keep making the wrong choice. Amen, somebody. And this stuff that keeps holding us up, holding us back, keeping us from obtaining our goals, we need to let it go. Let somebody else, let the dead bury your dead. You come and you follow me. When you make God's will a priority in your life, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because God gonna make sure what you need in your life, you get it. Amen, somebody. He gonna make sure that you get everything that you need in your life. Everything that you want is not necessarily what you need. Amen. Y'all say amen and smile at me now. And some of y'all looking at me, how I'm gonna tell. And listen, don't bring my name up in the conversation. Brother Daniel said, no, you stand on your own 2 feet this time. I don't want him running up here to my, what the preacher's talking about? Where the preacher at? Amen, somebody. I don't want her running up here tripping. Amen, somebody. Do it for yourself, because the Lord wants you to have the best for your life. Stop making excuses. Let that stuff go that's in your past. Let it go. And enjoy the abundant life that you have in Christ Jesus. Final stop. Watch this, church. Verse number 61. Another said also, Lord, I will follow thee, But let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at my house. He said unto them, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, this get a little bit more personal here. As I make my clothes, get a little bit more personal. Because the man saying, my family. It's not just any relationship. This is my family. These are my folk. Amen. They mean a lot to me. Blood. Thicker than the mud. You start saying crazy stuff like that. Amen. I got to go back and I got to make sure I get validation from my people. Amen, somebody. See, some of the calls that God have on your life, you can't afford to go back and wait for some validation from somebody else. And I'm going to step on it. I'm going, not your mama, not your daddy, and I don't even know them. Amen, somebody. Because sometimes folk don't want you to do better than they've done. They start saying stuff to you like you think you better than us. Not necessarily, but I want better. Amen, somebody. Just because I want to move out of this stuff, out of dysfunctionalism, out of this craziness, and I want a better life for myself. Amen, somebody. I don't want my children around all this cussing, fussing, and fighting. And drinking and smoking. Amen, somebody. Now, that's what you got to say about me. Amen, somebody. Listen, when God has a call on your life, sometimes you got to tell your mama and your daddy, I see y'all later. Amen. Amen, somebody. Allow God to do something in your life that will put you in a position to help your mama and your daddy. Amen. If your children ain't acting, I'm talking about your grown children. Oh, man, we're going to have to do some real preaching in 2015. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. If you got family members that keep bringing you down, even if they're in your own house, amen, somebody, you got to learn how to cut them loose too. Jesus says, if you love your mama and your daddy more than me, you're not worthy of me. Amen, somebody. Some folk have the mindset that they feel bad when they see you do good. Me doing good ain't got nothing to do with you being bad. And it doesn't mean that I dislike you in any kind of way. Amen, somebody. God got some blessings for my life. God got some stuff in store for me in my life. Amen, somebody. I'm trying to get what God got in store for me. It's not an indictment against you, my family, my mama, my daddy. Amen, somebody. It's just that God's call has more power over my life. Amen. Come on here, church. Listen, and if y'all can't get with the program, I see y'all on the other side. Amen. Y'all help me right here, church. See, when it get quiet like this, it means you're really, really preaching. So folks got to think about some stuff. Amen, somebody. Go listen. See, some of our folk make mistakes. And they expect us to make the same mistakes. When you don't make the mistakes that they've made, you live in a holy, pristine life in Christ Jesus. Amen. They start looking at you sideways. It ain't nothing but jealousy. It ain't nothing but envy. Amen, somebody. Listen, and if God is blessing your life, folk gonna hate you. They're going to hate on you. Amen, somebody. And don't wait for everybody to celebrate what God is doing in your life. Amen, somebody. See, some of us can't get to where God wants us to be because we want to make sure that everybody is comfortable with us. Amen. Y'all seeing what I'm saying? We want everybody around us to feel comfortable. We don't want to upset anybody. We don't want anybody to be unnerved by who and what we are. Amen. If you're going to be a child of God, you got to get ready to be blessed by God and allow folk to hate on you, but don't hate back on them. Yeah. When you start talking right, doing right, and being blessed right, You don't even look like the person that you used to be. No, I ain't clubbing no more.
Amen.
I ain't doing that no more. I'm doing better by myself.
Quiet.
I got a cousin I want you to meet. No, you keep your cousin. Amen. 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 When Rest Dump start talking about you on the side, she went down there to that church, so-called save. See, don't come around that much no more. Amen. Who want to be around all that foolishness? Amen, somebody. God doing something new in my life. Amen. You don't have to be validated by nobody else. When God got his hand on your life, let the Lord have his way. Amen, somebody. And listen, don't try to please everybody. If you're going to be a child of God, you can't be in a position where you're trying to please everybody. Y'all watch this now. Because sometimes folk will take you back the way you used to be. You got to let the Lord take you to another level sometime before you even go back around them. You did everything that they do now.
All right.
You ain't strong enough to go in the element no more.
Amen.
You go back over there. You got your church outfit on. Amen, somebody. You're going back in that atmosphere one more time and again. And now you end up doing the same stuff that you told them you wasn't doing no more.
Amen.
Now they calling you a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Devil don't want to see you do good. Devil don't want to see you do well. Amen, somebody. Jesus say, if any man put his hand to the plow, you start following the Lord and turn back. That means you're distracted by some other stuff in your life. Money can't distract you. Your stuff can't distract you. Relationships can't distract. And your family can't be a distraction to your life. Jesus said, if you put your hand to the plow and you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. No excuse. In 2015. I don't know about you, but I want everything that God got in store for me. Amen. I want to be blessed beyond measure. I want to go wherever the Lord is taking me. That's where I want to be. And I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. Y'all come on here, church. And I'm going to get what God got in store for me. And I'm going to do it without making an excuse.
Amen.
Let me, if you're going to lose weight, stop saying I'm tired.
All right, preacher.
If you're going to eat better, if you're going to do better, stop making excuses. Well, I guess I have one. That ain't nothing but the devil. Because it get easier. You done told yourself I ain't eating no red velvet cake. But since grandma made it, the devil gonna always give you an excuse for why you shouldn't do what the Lord wants you to do. Lord, you know I'm lonely. I ain't got nobody. And the first thing come your way. Listen. I'd rather be lonely and wait on the Lord than to get something that not only God don't want for me, but it's not good for me. Stop trading up the spiritual for the stuff that gratifies the flesh. See, Esau and Jacob. Esau had the birthright. God got some spiritual stuff in store for him. Amen, somebody. And because one day he's hungry, his brother cook up some stew. Amen, somebody. And you better be careful about being hungry. You better be careful about being hungry. Amen, somebody. Because you put yourself in a position to be tempted. His brother cooked up some stew. In that particular day, he came home. He smelled the stew. Amen, somebody. And he said, look, bro, what I need to get a plate of that stew. Bro say, well, listen, I need your birthright.
Yes, sir.
And he say, my birthright,
yes,
That's the stuff that God gave me. That's my spiritual heritage. That's the stuff that means most to me. Amen, somebody. But he was so hungry, his flesh was so weak that he gave up the spiritual for something that was going to be temporary. Y'all come on here, church. And I don't care how good somebody make you feel, it's only for a short time. You got to start looking at the long run. Stop selling yourself short for right now and wait for the stuff that's God trying to give you for a lifetime. No excuse. Y'all say it with me, no excuse. And I'm going to extend the Savior's invitation right here because somebody certainly needs prayer. And in order for you to get where God wants you to get in 2015, you're going to need some power. You're going to need some prayer. I'm going to invite you up for prayer on this morning. If you're here on this morning, and you know that God got some great things in store for you.